Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon and welcome. I am Marisa Wigglesworth. I am the president and CEO of the Buffalo Museum of Science. Very pleased to have this gathering here at the Buffalo Museum of Science today. As New York State public safety guidelines are being lifted, it has never been a better time to come out with your family and enjoy a visit to the Buffalo Museum of Science. As we look forward to the press conference today, it is my pleasure to introduce our first speaker, New York State Assembly Majority Leader, Crystal Peoples Stokes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What a pleasure it is to be here this morning. Even though there are a few raindrops out there, it's always great to be in this space because it's a great asset in our community that many, many people enjoy for decades. And so it's also a great opportunity to be here with my colleagues in government. Most of you already know that I say this on a regular basis. It's collaborative government working together that gets things done in our community. And so it's an honor to be with my Congressman, Brian Higgins, my Senator, Tim Kennedy, and my Mayor, Byron Brown. And it's also a very exciting opportunity to be with the members of the Restore Our Community Coalition. These folks have been way beyond the cause on this issue. They have never wavered from their position. They have always stayed strong. And I'm honored to represent the kind of folks like this who know what their community needs and fights for it until they see it come to fruition. That is the kind of effort that gets us results. And we're excited about the announcement that is going to be made here today. Folks know that, you know, we do have a new administration in Washington, thank God, who understands the value of not just investing in the infrastructure across this great nation, but understands the value in reconnecting communities that had been destroyed. Now, this is an issue that, as I said earlier, Rock has always been working on, the community has always been working on, Senator Kennedy and I have always been working, and the Senator and the Mayor, we've always been working on this, but we've never had the availability of assets that are there for us to get if we pull everything else in place. And so, you know, we're gonna be pleading and calling on the Department of Transportation to stop the meandering talk that they've been providing on this and other transportation issues in Western New York for at least a decade. Get to the table and get these studies done that we need to move this forward. I believe that that's possible. I have personally had conversations with not just the governor on this topic, but also with his commissioner on this topic. We don't want, you know, the slow walking that's been going on in the past on covering the 33 to happen now. We don't need to go to the data. Everybody's already heard it. This community was destroyed as a result of the 33 being put down the middle of a neighborhood where people live. Mm-hmm. People's health has suffered. The economy has suffered. Commercial strips have been shut down, Jefferson and Fillmore, all because a decision was made to separate a community. Now we have an opportunity to restore that community, to put it back together. This is an opportunity we cannot miss. So again, I want to honor the folks who are standing behind me because all of this collective activity is what makes it work. And it's my pleasure now to introduce and bring to the podium my congressman. It's my congressman, or should I be doing the senator? I should be doing my senator. Senator Tim Kennedy, he's the my right hand when we're in Albany. We work well together in Albany. He chairs the Transportation Committee for the New York State Senate, and he's a great friend, so none other than my Senator Tim Kennedy.
Thank you. All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and it is so great to be with all of you. It's so great to see so many people here. And of course, it's wonderful to be here in person, and I want to recognize and thank our Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes for her tremendous, unwavering, unceasing leadership on not only this issue, but every issue that's important to Buffalo, Western New York. I'm proud and honored to serve with her, to work on behalf of her community with her in Albany, but also to be able to call her my friend. So thank you for your leadership and everything that you do. Madam Leader Peoples-Stokes, our great Congressman Brian Higgins, our great Mayor Byron Brown, the Majority Leader and Co-Dean of the Western New York delegation with me, the Restore Our Community Coalition that has worked so hard on this initiative for so long. The time is now to move this project forward, which is why we are calling on the State Department of Transportation to expedite their environmental impact statement so we can finally speak to Washington, D.C. in a unified voice to prioritize the Kensington Expressway remediation, reconstruction, and finally, once and for all, reunite this community that has been separated for far too many decades here in the heart of the city of Buffalo. We know that the American Jobs Plan is setting aside $20 billion for programming specifically designed to reconnect communities cut in half by historical injustices just like this here at the Kensington Expressway. And after years of neglect, we're finally seeing a federal administration that's committed to dedicating real substantive resources to our nation's aging infrastructure and transportation systems. And we need as a community to be ready to meet that moment. And that's why we're here today, to call on the Department of Transportation here in the state of New York to expedite this environmental impact statement that's been languishing for far too long. We cannot hesitate in this moment in time, in this moment of history, where there are billions of dollars on the table that we can capture into Buffalo and Western New York if we unify in one voice. And that is why it's so important that the city of Buffalo, the state of New York, and Washington, D.C., and the representation that we have here today are calling together for this expedited process from the DOT, because the environmental impact statement is an imperative part of the process in order to move forward and secure that federal funding for this proposal. And we understand it's a tall order. We also understand that the future of this project is dependent upon it. Our community has been decimated by the decision to fracture these neighborhoods with a roadway. Businesses left, housing values dropped, and residents have suffered in far too many ways to name here today. A community that was tied together by a world-class parkway became separated by a below-grade expressway. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. It's an injustice in history that has to be rectified and remediated, and now is the time to do that. And the only way we can do that is if New York State Department of Transportation acts immediately. They act now, which is why we're calling for this expedited EIS process here today. And as the chair of transportation, part of my job is to think about the big picture, identifying generational, transformational projects that will have an impact on our community, both in the immediacy, in the future of our lifetime, and in generations to come. And it is so important that we prioritize the 33 remediation and reconnect this community once and for all. And with that said, I'd like to introduce our tremendous champion, Congressman Brian Higgins. And I know that the majority leader mentioned the congressman before she introduced me, but I oftentimes remind the congressman, once an intern for Congressman Higgins, always an intern for Congressman Higgins. And so I'm proud to come from his camp, and I'm proud to introduce him here today, Congressman Brian.
Well, let me say this. It was 15 months ago at the beginning of the pandemic and a cold day, about 10 feet from here, that we sat out on lawn chairs with blankets to talk about the importance of this project. So it also needs to be mentioned that the House of Representatives approved on Wednesday, making Juneteenth a national holiday. And it was and it was signed into law by the president yesterday. And Juneteenth was not the day that slaves were set free. It was the day that slaves in Texas were informed that they were set free. The Emancipation Proclamation was approved 2.5 years earlier. So it's not only about justice, it's about justice delayed, which brings us right here. As Crystal and Tim have said, long before Frederick Law Olmsted came to Buffalo in 1886, long before he was a public health worker in the Civil War, and long before he was a correspondent for what is now the New York Times covering the pre-Civil War South. He came to landscape architecture much later on. And as a public health worker, and as a journalist who was a keen observer of injustice, he wanted to lay out a park system in Buffalo that was accessible to all. So he built not only parks, he built parkways. So regardless of socioeconomic status, you would have access to these beautiful parks and what he referred to as the healing power of parks, spiritually, but also physically as well. The grandest parkway in the entire park system was Humboldt Parkway, and it was ripped from this community. It was ripped from this community to build an expressway, and we all know what followed. So when the Biden administration came up with a special category for infrastructure investment, recognizing that the damage done to these communities had to be fixed, not only as an infrastructure imperative, but as a moral imperative as well. This is a project that meets that objective. It meets the objective, the vision of Crystal People Stokes, the majority leader from this community. It meets the objective of Stephanie and ROCK, Restore Our Community Coalition. They have fought tirelessly and relentlessly to get this done. This is the beginning of a process that will create a fix to a historical wrong that should never have been done to this community. You think about it, Buffalo in Western New York has a beautiful Olmsted Park system, and we allowed almost 100 acres to be destroyed, including Humboldt Parkway, to move wealth to wealth, to move people from in the city out of the city. Those days are over, and this is the beginning of that process, and I'm glad to be here. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce Mayor Byron Brown. Byron, we often say this, but Buffalo pre-pandemic was the talk of the nation. Everybody's talking about Buffalo. You know, People magazine said the 100 great things about America. Buffalo, I think, was 15th, right underneath the Jonas Brothers. But it's a recognition of the vision and hard work that the mayor has undertaken to revitalize the city, to give our city a rebirth. He continues to work with all of his partners at the state, local, and federal level, community organizations, everybody. He is a great, great mayor, and I am pleased to bring him up here, Mayor Byron Brown.
Thank you very much, Congressman Higgins. As mayor of the city of Buffalo, I am very proud to stand with friends and partners in government that deliver every day for this community, and members of the Restore Our Community Coalition for this very important announcement. I want to just recognize Majority Leader Crystal People Stokes, State Senator Tim Kennedy. They have done an amazing job in bringing state resources back to this community. I want to recognize Congressman Brian Higgins, who is a true champion of this community, partnering with all of us to bring significant federal resources back to this community. And it has been mentioned the importance of President Biden's American Jobs Plan. That plan will make needed infrastructure investments here in Buffalo and all across this country. And I urge the passage of the American Jobs Plan. One of the things that expediting the environmental impact statement for the study of the Kensington, the reconstruction of the Kensington Expressway will do is put this community in line for federal funding and state funding once the American Jobs Plan is passed. All of us as elected officials, one of the things that we do is we fight, partnering with the members of our community for our fair share of federal and state resources coming back to this community. It is a critical priority to reconstruct, to reconnect what was destroyed in our community, and it is a critical priority to make sure that we have all of the resources that we need to build this community back better and stronger than it was before the pandemic. That's why we are all here today. Now, ROC has been mentioned. I want to introduce a woman who is a true leader in our community, who has been a leader in so many different arenas. She is a leader in the Restore Our Community Coalition. She is the president of the Hamlin Park Community and Taxpayers Association. ROC is a group of members of our community that have been relentless in their fight to bring our community back together, to reconnect our community, to bring prosperity back to our community. It is my great pleasure to introduce the president of the Restore Our Community Coalition, Stephanie Jeter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, everyone. So I am not an elected official, but let me tell you something right off. I know these folks behind me. I know the congressman. We worked together on the council years ago. I know the senator. I know Mrs. Crystal Peoples. We got a long history. And Mayor Byron Brown. And I can tell you something. When you make them mad, woo, you're in trouble. We, the members of the Restore Our Community Coalition, have brought this thing, this whole movement, 12 years forward. We've been doing this 12 years. Can you imagine doing something for 12 years? I know some of you have not been married 12 years, so that's something you got to think about. That's a hard thing to do, right? We've been at it a long time. We've brought it as far as we can. And these four people behind me, to see them unified in a way like this, I know we're going to be putting a shovel in the ground very soon. Because they have committed themselves from the moment we came to them that they would do this. They said, we are with you. They understood the plan. They added to the plan. They got resources. They lifted us up when we were saying, oh, can we do this in our lifetime? They said, yeah, bring it. So I am pleased with y'all. Y'all are real servants. You know, everybody don't have real servants as elected officials. And here I can tell you that we do. For Buffalo, this is our moment, right? This is our time to do something so spectacular that we say we are worth it, right? I see some of you say, yeah, you know. If you're not convinced, let me say this to you. This is a time in America where we all count and we all matter. This was one of the biggest racially, socially injustice things that happened in our time. We can fix it. All the people who did this are no longer with us, so they can't do it. I want to thank you all for being here and encouraging us to keep this going. We're going to have a world-class party on the day we do the groundbreaking. I'm here to formally invite all of you. And to tell you that when the community and elected officials work together and you stay razor-focused, things can happen. So I want to thank all of you for taking the media, for taking our story to the world. Because without it, we would not have had the people who said, it's time. Do something really good. Thank you.
Questions?
Questions?
How soon do you think, especially
The expectation is that the Department of Transportation and the state moves as expeditiously as possible. That is what we as a city, state, and federal officials are calling for them to do, unified with one voice, that this environmental impact statement is essential in the next part of the process to get done in order to leverage funding from the federal government to get this project moving and to create jobs and to finally once and for all reunite the community on the east side of Buffalo that's been devastated by this below grade expressway that was put in generations ago. It's time for us to finally once and for all fix that injustice. Well, I think the fact that today you have the city, state, and federal officials standing together with community leaders is a demonstration that this project is a main priority for each and every one of us. And all of those other projects remain top priority for us as well. We cannot allow our community to be shortchanged and see funding from the federal government go through state government and end up elsewhere because we were not advocating properly. So all of these projects are important to our community. But what we're saying today is in a unified voice, these historical injustices of the perpetuation of the 33 Expressway right through the east side of Buffalo must once and for all end.
Amen. Can I just add that?
Yes, please.
You know, I think that's a great question that you asked because, you know, we are a community that does have multiple priorities. And, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed about that. We need help, and we should be getting it from the federal level of government because that's where they have the most resources at. And the state should also be doing its part. But when you look at the three areas of priorities and you weigh out the impacts of the community that are immediately around them, you see more of an impact here because there's not a lot of people who live around Skajakwita. And there's not a lot of people who live around the Skyway, but there are a ton of people who still live around here and suffer the results from 70,000 cars going by every day and negatively impacting the economy in their community. So it's like you have three children, you want to take care of all of them, but you're going to take care of the one that has asthma first. And right here, there's a health problem that's impacting people's lives, and that needs to rise to the top. And I think it should did rise to the top with our comments here today. And so I'm sure there are some people who will wonder why would you pick this area and not the other ones, because you got to care about all of them, because there is a heavier impact on the people who live here, and it has been for decades. Stephanie just said they've been organized for 12 years. There were people before them that were organized as well to do this, the same thing. And so you can't keep pushing the kid who needs the most to the side while you take priorities, I don't know, for the economy or for economics, I don't know why people set other priorities, but in my estimation, and I think the estimation of my colleagues, as well as the vast majority of this community, from business all the way down, believes that you should take care of the kid who has the most problems first. And right now, this is the community that has the most problems.
You have different kinds of emergencies, though, right? So we're talking about a health emergency here, a socioeconomic emergency here. We stood outside the Skyway with two of you, I think less than a month ago, and said, that's a safety hazard.
That'll be the next thing that gets taken care of.
There you go.
Yes, it absolutely can. If we waited here for 20 decades, I mean, why can't they wait?
What's the problem?
Let's you know, is that a good question? Yeah.
As the majority leader said, and as Stephanie and others have said, this project is exclusive. This project has its own narrative. This project has its own history. And this project has its own injustice. And when you have a federal government that recognizes nationally that communities have been hurt by expressway building, there's no better national example than this one.
Amen.
So it has its own place.
Is there a plan for a design yet?
You know, if I could, just before that, Lou, so today we're here to talk about the value, the importance of this project. But as you heard Senator Kennedy say, we are unified in our effort to fight for the maximum amount of resources coming from the federal and state government into this community. We will make sure that Buffalo gets its fair share of federal and state resources. And that's the job. That's what the people of this community have entrusted us to do. Not say, well, there are 10 projects that we need and we're only going to look for funding for one of them. No, we're going to go for funding for each and every one of them, for every need that we have in this community as it relates to infrastructure. Lou?
No, just so yeah, this is by law, so this is not a preference. What the majority leader is asking of the State Department of Transportation and what we are collectively asking for is the start of what's referred to as an environmental impact study. It's required by law. Here's what happens. They develop a study which looks at the current situation and looks at least two alternatives, and then presents that to the public, from which a decision will be made to pursue what's referred to as a final record of decision that would go to the Federal Highway Administration. They would issue a record of decision, which is the green light to say, go ahead and design and build your project.
Just to be clear about this, this is not the first time that the Department of Transportation has been asked to do this level of study. Because as the congressman said, it's the law. You can't go further until you get that done. But this is probably the first time that there's been a collective ask. There's no looking back. There's nothing else we need here but to have that EIS study. And as soon as we get that done, then you can move forward with what designs could look like. There have been some other ideas about designs thrown out there, but none of that's clear yet until you do the EIS study.
Most likely, because that's the law. Yeah.
But we haven't been sitting still for 12 years, right? Mm-hmm. You got that right. We've been working on the design and what works best for us as a community, and we've looked at it from a lot of angles because the world has told us different ideas, like fill it in, eliminate it, and on, and we've looked at those things with critical eyes. So we're not starting from zero. We're at the farthest point that we as a community can take our thoughts and our ideas. Right now, the legal documents that the elected officials are talking about have to be in place. Shouldn't take a long time. We got real smart people in both those departments, and it's going to be done in a minute, I tell you. These people here.
How do you propose all these projects on the merits to try to get as much as you can, but at some point, someone comes to one of you or all of you and says, we can only do one or two.
That's it out there.
Well, let me be clear. The federal government is about to embark on the largest infrastructure investment in the history of our nation. Congressman Brian Higgins is leading the charge on that on behalf of our community and our state, calling years before this administration even came in for at least a $2 trillion plan. Right now, we're talking about somewhere between a $2 and potentially $6 trillion infrastructure and relief package for our country. No state in the entire nation stands to benefit more from that infrastructure plan, from the financial resources of it, than the state of New York. When those resources come here, we have to have shovel-ready projects ready to go. This environmental impact statement is going to allow for this project to be ready to go when that funding ultimately comes to New York State. And as transportation chairman, I am all over the state working and advocating to the federal government for funding and to Albany to make sure that we're putting the funding that is allocated into the streets, into the community, creating jobs, helping our economy, improving the quality of life throughout the state of New York. In the city of Buffalo, we deserve our fair share of those resources. And if we are not ready, the funding that's going to come into New York State is going to go elsewhere in New York State. And we cannot allow that to happen. We cannot sit idly by and allow funding that would otherwise go into restoring our community to go elsewhere in New York State. The time is now for us to take care of Buffalo and Western New York, and that's what we're doing.
Senator, to follow up on that, is it fair because we have a lot of elected officials here that all have kind of their priorities that they've been speaking about for years at this point. And now this is really kind of the first time we've seen everyone stand behind one project. So do you recognize the unity as being a need in trying to get as much funding as possible instead of kind of being spread out in your approach?
I think what this shows is the priority of this particular initiative, restoring the community that's been devastated by a below-grade expressway that has ripped apart the east side of Buffalo like a scar right through the city of Buffalo. And the community has waited far too long for this injustice to be rectified. And what you're seeing here today is the mayor, the co-deans of the Western New York delegation, and the congressmen who all represent our community here saying that this is a priority. Along with those that have been fighting so hard on behalf of the community, this priority project is something that we need to get done. We are speaking in a unified voice, and we expect that the Department of Transportation will follow suit.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.